This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.TV. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.TV to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, let's turn our attention to Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Great to be on.
Well, we're glad to have you on for another season. Glad we got to see you in person and sit down and talk with you out in Oxnard. We were just having a conversation about the defense and the defensive depth, and I've heard the discussion from Mike McCarthy about how y'all flipped this season. What are your anticipations for the Cowboys' defense this year? And if they are positive, can you tell us more about why that is?
Yeah, I think in general I've been pretty consistent all during training camp. I think it starts with Mike's hiring of Dan Quinn. He's just brought a tremendous amount of energy to the room. He's got, I think a great defensive mind in terms of what it takes to be successful. And he's a great communicator, not only with our players but with our coaches. They communicate well. You can see them on the field. They're communicating well on the field with one another. And they're playing fast, with a great play style. And then you throw that in with the resources we threw at our defense and free agency, in particular the defensive line. Obviously brought in Kazee and Hooker as well. The focus on defense in the draft, I just really think, that we can turn the corner here. We had good players on defense before the draft. Going into last season, and I just think, we tried to make a change that ended up proving to be difficult. So just feel really good that we can, just as we unfortunately went to a defense that wasn't very good, I think we can turn that narrative and be a top half of the league defense with some serious upside.
Yeah, Stephen, we were just kind of discussing Jabril Cox and your rookie class that you got here, and it seems like speed was a big factor in what y'all added to this team. Were you expecting these guys to be able to make this quick of a move the way they have?
We did. We felt good where we picked them in the draft. I think anytime you're picking players in your top four rounds, you're hoping – they can come in and be productive. It doesn't always happen, but in this particular case, had a vision for him as a sub linebacker to start out. I think the only reason he fell was, question marks about maybe physicality in the box, but he was a great coverage linebacker, and he's proven to be that, and I think he's only going to get better. And you throw him in with Micah, of course, who I think, fortunate fell in our lap. We ended up, obviously, we were focused on corners, but they went off the board. And that's what happens, I think, when you stick with your board. Good things will happen to you. And having Micah fall on our lap there was, really important. And then, of course, getting the two defensive linemen. We hadn't seen him yet, but we're sure excited to get him out on the field in Chauncey Golston. And then, of course, Osa, he's making a great push to be a starter on day one.
So, Stephen, it looks like you got two very good prospects at the cornerback spot. Just from a fan's perspective, it seems like Wright is outperforming Joseph so far in training camp / preseason games. How would you evaluate your two young cornerbacks?
Just that. I think they're neck and neck. I certainly hats off to Anthony Brown. He's fending them off and just having a great camp, one of his better camps he's had. Of course, Trevon Diggs is over there entrenched as our number one corner. But it's great to look out there and see those young guys competing. I wouldn't necessarily give either one of them the advantage. Obviously, the reason we drafted Nashawn early was his great length. And then, of course, Fat, as we like to call him, is just having a great camp and great speed. Great suddenness. can make plays on the ball, and just think that's going to be a great competition throughout the season. And as we all know, you can't have enough of those. And then there at nickel, it's been a great battle between Jordan Lewis and Kennedy. So it's from top to bottom, whether it's our front, whether it's our defensive line front, whether it's our linebackers or secondary, it's been very competitive to be on this 53-man roster on defense.
Well, along those lines, you know, the talk about you can never have enough cornerbacks, and we'll hear the same thing about defensive linemen, offensive linemen. How much do y'all, when you're roster building, look at the backup quarterback spot and really want, whether it's Cooper Rush, whether it's Garrett Gilbert, to put their stamp on it and say, I'm the guy, so y'all can go with hopefully two quarterbacks and go long in other positions?
Well, I just think that's all a work in progress that we'll be figuring out here over the next week. Certainly Cooper made a big push here this week, against the Texans there on Sunday. And I think he had did a great job. And I mean, on Saturday, and, you know, really, I think really took a big step maybe toward getting that job. But we'll see here as the week progresses, how that works out. And certainly when we get into juggling numbers, you'll look at the quality of each player. And if we decide to go long or short at a position, that's certainly something, you know, that we'll be willing to do.
When you're looking at your offensive line, are you happy, or would you want a little bit more from the depth on this offensive line at the moment?
You know, actually we're pleased there. You know, Nasecki's one of those guys that we've picked up. You know, every year we pick up a veteran to kind of fill that swing tackle role. But, Steele has really benefited from his experience last year, a big off season in the weight room, and is really pushing there. And so you've got two tackles. Obviously, Connor McGovern's done a lot of good things. I think sometimes it feels like he plays quite a bit better at right guard than left guard. I mean, that's not as easy as some people may think it is to be able to switch around like that. And then I think Connor's done a lot of good things at center as well to give us some versatility there. He's got to, you know, clean up some of his snap accuracy on a couple of the plays that he has in terms of his pulling. But I think that's something that's only going to get better with him. He's certainly, a worker and wants to be good at everything that he does. And I think ultimately he'll get that done. So, and certainly with we've got two young guys we drafted that should just keep getting better as the season goes. It's unfortunate Ball got hurt there, but he'll be back sooner than later. And, we're really pleased, with what we have there in the offensive line.
All right, Steven, so I have a life question for you just to get to know you better. If you take out your life of football, what is your greatest accomplishment?
I'm hoping it's hands down my family, even ahead of football. Certainly, I've got four wonderful kids. It's my oldest one's birthday today. Jessica, happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Jessica, if you happen to be listening. But, have three beautiful daughters, one of which is married, one of which is getting married in 2 weeks. And then a daughter working in New York, and my son, of course, is up at Arkansas. But, just have had, just a great run with my family, and look forward to a lot of great times. And they're doing a great job with their life, and hopefully that's my number one accomplishment.
Steven, did you just say 2 weeks?
Two weeks?
Isn't the season opener in like 2 weeks?
The season opener's in three. It's the it's Labor Day. It's the bye weekend.
Okay, all right. I was just making sure they thought about this when they planned this wedding, right?
Woo.
They thought about this one, and we crammed two in tight. So one was the weekend before training camp started, and one was the weekend before the real season starts.
Your daughter could have really challenged you by scheduling it on September 9th.
Absolutely. She wouldn't do that to me.
All right, so we got one more thing. When we talk with you in Oxnard, I'm going to play you a clip of audio where you were fired up about being a Tolo, but then you asked a question about it, and we need to see if you can remember now if we get this taken care of. Let's play the audio if people didn't get to hear it.
Can I get a Tolo?
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. What's a Tolo?
Woo! Oh, come on. Turn it on. Leave it on.
Turn it on. Leave it on.
Come
That's
on,
a Tolo, baby.
You know
Tolo, baby. Here we go.
Let's go.
I love the Tolo. Keep it going.
All right. We really needed to get that done and heal everything from Oxnard.
Feels
Thank
great.
You very much for your time this morning, and we look forward to talking with you every Monday during the season.
Look forward to it, guys. Y'all have a great week.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.